Okay. Is my husband a cuck? referring cuck to cuck stands for cuckold, which is defined as the husband of an adulterous wife. I guess technically, yeah. Within our relationship, I'm the only one that's ventured with sexual partners outside of him. I have kind of sort of recently encouraged him that if he can find someone, if he wants to, he's welcome to, because I think it would be good for me to let him do that. Him and I'm very protective. I also have very poor self-esteem, and yeah, basically. And he's almost the direct opposite, where he's not protective at all. I don't know what his self-esteem in relation to him and I is solid, is fine. He knows that. How do I describe it? Him and I made an agreement a long ass time ago that if we found someone else that would make us happier, that we would leave the other person, we would leave each other. So if I found someone that was going to make me happier than he makes me, then we agreed that we would leave, because ultimately, what we want for each other is for that person to be happy. And if that means that he needs some other person to do that, then that's what I want for him. So for our relationship, I'm pretty solidly accepted that he's not gonna find someone better than me. Like, we fit pretty damn well, and there's a lot of stuff that we both deal with within each other. I use the word deal as an affectionate term, where there's things where we've just kind of grown to accept with each other, and we've adapted. And it's just like, we're also aware that a lot of women wouldn't put up with some of the shit that he does. And a lot of guys might not put up with some of the shit that I do. So, I would say that I'm pretty solid in the whole confidence thing with him. But that logic also doesn't really work against a terrible, just, he's mine. You can't have him. You can't touch him. You can't take him. He's mine. I'm still insecure. It's all about insecurity, basically. So yeah, he's a cuck. And there's actually been things in the past where when I've done stuff with other guys that he obviously knew about and he granted permission or whatever you want to call it, I come back and he wants to do stuff and he's frisky. I kind of think that he likes the idea. I wouldn't necessarily he likes the idea of me messing around, but it's, I think it's a turn on for him, to an extent. Does he get to venture outside of this marriage? Yes. I don't know if he'll ever take me up on the offer. He has made out with a guy. We had kind of, well, so there was one time where he made out with a good friend of ours, a guy friend, because we're both heteroflexible, where essentially we like the opposite sex. Like, I need dick and he needs pussy, I guess. He doesn't really need it. He has very little interest in sex. But we like to enjoy the company of the same sex as well. So he went to first base. I don't know. He made out and kind of hand molested a friend of ours. And then on a separate occasion, I made out and we kind of molested each other, the guy who he had made out with. And then husband had made out and kind of molested. Molested is like physically fondling, not molested is in the bad term. They did stuff together, and that was a terrible experience for them because she doesn't really like guys. It was really funny, and I was actually really satisfied, and I was like, ha ha ha, good, you didn't have a good experience with her, because I didn't. There's no chemistry between them. There is some chemistry between the guy that I did stuff with. And this was all in the same bed, by the way, with the lights off. It was very interesting. Is your guy not your husband? My guy is my husband. In that recording, I said my guy because I don't know how listeners take to me talking about my husband and saying my husband. Like, I don't know if that ruins a fantasy thing or if that like is a turnoff or what. So I guess in my mind when I was saying my guy, that was me kind of making it less solid and trying to not be so blunt about the fact that I'm married and that I'm taken and that this is all kind of a fairy tale land kind of a thing. So if me just being honest and straight and saying, yeah, my husband, like I think in most recordings, I've just said my husband before, so I don't know why I was doing that for that one. That was kind of weird. Does your husband fuck you frequently? No, not at all. I mean, we did last night. That was fun. That was kind of unexpected. I was kind of talking about that in the whole arousal thing because what he does, and this is, we're weird. And it kind of sucks, and I feel bad because I've seen it a lot of times where a man or a woman, whoever initiates it, will start the like the little touches and the kisses and the caressing and kind of like the pre-foreplay kind of a thing. And it's like, oh yeah, whatever. And one of them will just be like, I'm not interested. I'm sorry about the train. So that is, we tried that where I would try to incite arousal, but then over time, I just kind of learned that it's a lot easier for me to say, you know what, are you seducible tonight? Can I seduce you? Can I do something to turn you on later? Because with us, it's pretty, or I guess with him, because me, it's, I can almost, it's a guaranteed, it's gonna be very easy to get me interested. It's not hard. Like, seriously, a look or one touch, and I'm just like, hey, yeah, let's do this. I'm easy when it comes to that thing. But for him, it's just, it's a lot easier for me to just say, can I seduce you later? There has been times where I have just been extremely horny or something happens and I just looked at him and I'm like, we're having sex tonight. And he goes, okay. And I guess if he's not entirely opposed to the idea, then it's just like, okay. And then there's other times where he's just like, maybe. And then I know that there's something that honestly stands in the way. And it's not a personal choice, I would say it's more of a mental state because he struggles with anxiety and depression, and he takes medication for it. So that is a big factor in kind of this whole sexual thing. So anyways, there was a story. So last night we were snuggling, and he likes to fondle my breasts a lot and just kind of rub me and hold me. Like, when we actually get to cuddle, when our timelines of, like, sleep and stuff actually match up, which doesn't happen very often, I don't really, I don't want to say I get excited. Like, obviously I'm enjoying it and I like that it's happening, but I don't necessarily get aroused because I don't expect it to turn into something that's sexual, because I've learned that if he's doing that, that doesn't mean that sex is going to happen. So I'm not going to get turned on until there's that switch where it's just like, oh, okay. And I think last night I asked and I'm like, is this going to go somewhere? And he's just like, I could go either way. I'm like, yeah, me too. Where obviously I wanted to, but I was also really tired because I'd been up since like 3 o'clock in the morning. And it was probably 7 p.m. It was a very long day. And we just kind of laid there and we were like being all snuggly and stuff. And I was trying to decide, and I'm like, okay, well, if we want to do sex stuff, then I'll probably be on top because he's probably tired. Or we'll do this, or I could give him head, but I don't feel like giving him head. And then he just kind of sat there for a second. He's just like, I want to make out. And I was like, okay. And then the making out quickly, that was the very obvious switch in the we're going to do things category and very much arousalness. And so, yeah. So, I don't know. You didn't ask a question that pertained to that. That was just kind of the natural flow to my storytelling. And I'm sorry that I elaborated. My voice is like all over the place. So, as for like fucking, how often we have sex? Aside from, like, the last 2 months, we were actually pretty consistently having sex maybe once a week. It might be, like, now once every week and a half, 2 weeks now, I think. Because we just, our timelines don't match up with work and stuff. So, like, we don't go to the bed at the same time. That's not a thing. So yeah. Okay. Well, there's those. I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope that answered some questions and probably elicited more.